Johnny was there, and he just stayed quiet. At the gallows, John was gonna meet his end. The town gathered, would he himself defend? Send him on his way. Johnny lifted his head to sky as he said, with tears in his eyes, "Even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, oh just maybe, you'd change.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
It is WMFO in Medford, Mass. My name is Chris Earle, and why don't we do Sucking in the 70s today? Why not? That'll be fun, right? For most everybody. Well, there may be one or two people that may not be that thrilled, but I don't care.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle here with you till 5 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-9636. Is Three Dog Night with The Show Must Go On from the early 70s. I believe that was 74 here on Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earl. Here with you till 5 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. As the Ramones with Rockaway Beach. 855-915-WMFO is the request line if you want to call in and make a request, or if you want to call in and say how wonderful the show is or complain.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came you. I never knew love before.
get out of Louisiana. Just help me get to Houston town. Have people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey.
855-915-WMFO is the request line, 855-915-9636. Local number is 781-350-3264. My name is Chris Earle, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sucking in the 70s, here with you till 5 p.m. If you want to call in and make a request, please do so.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Ready, son?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need, if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly, jolly adverbs here. Anything you need and we can make it absolutely clear.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them. That modifies a verb sometimes. It modifies an adjective or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Father, son, and Lolly selling adverbs here. Got a lot of adverbs and we make it clear. So come to
to Lolly.
Hello, folks. This is Lolly Sr. saying we have every adverb in the book, so come on down and look.
Hello, folks. Lolly Jr. here. Suppose your house needs painting. How are you going to paint it? That's where the adverb comes in. We can also give you a special intensifier so you can paint it very neatly or rather sloppily.
Ah! Huh.
Suppose you're going nut gathering. Your buddy wants to know where and when. Use an adverb and tell him.
Get your adverb. Use it with an adjective. It says much more. Anything described can be described some more. Anything you'd ever need is in the store. And so you choose very carefully every word you use. Use it with a verb, it tells us how you did. Where it happened, where you're going, where you've been. Use it with another adverb, that's the end. And even more. How, where, or when, condition or reason. These questions are answered when you use an adverb.
Come and get it, Lolly,
Lolly, Lolly, get your adverbs here. Quickly, 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 get those adverbs here. Slowly, surely, really learn your adverbs here. You're going to need them if you read them, if you write or talk or think about them, Lolly.
If it's an adverb, we have it at Lolly's. Bring along your old adjectives, too, like slow, soft, and sure. We'll fit them out with our L-Y attachment and make perfectly good adverbs out of them.
Get your adverbs here.
Lots of good tricks at Lolly's, so come on down.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Adverbs deal with manner, place, time.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Condition, reason.
Father, son, and Lolly.
Comparison, contrast.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Enrich your language with adverbs.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Besides, they're absolutely free.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
At your service.
Indubitably.
Told me why you pack your bags.
You know, there are all kinds of interesting people that live right around your neighborhood, like, oh, the postman and the policeman.
Hey, did you order these groceries here?
Oh, hi there. Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah, these are your groceries.
Have you got everything I ordered?
No.
How about the parsley?
No, we didn't have the parsley.
Oh, you didn't have the parsley.
No, we brought some other stuff instead, though.
What'd you bring instead?
Well, let's see. I brought some Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes, and some turnip greens.
Turnip greens,
I got some kale.
Kale?
Yes, we were having a big sale on kale.
Oh, a big kale sale.
You've heard about it.
I've heard about it.
Yes, indeed. Well, I brought you a lot of that.
Hey, listen, I was just talking about some of the people that lived around our neighborhood. And,
you were?
Yeah.
What'd
you say? Long as you look sort of like, a grocer, one of those people around the neighborhood, why don't we do that song about the people in your neighborhood?
Well, I'd rather not, actually.
Oh, come on. It's a nice song.
Well, okay, but you start off.
All right, I'll start off. Well, now... Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. As long as you look like the grocer, why don't you tell us what a grocer does?
Okay.
All right?
Oh, a grocer sells the things you eat, like cereal and cheese and meat. Whatever food you're looking for, you're sure to find it in my store.
Because the grocer is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A grocer is a person in your neighborhood. A person that you meet each day.
Well, nice to see you. Oh, I know who you are.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
You're the doctor, right?
Yeah. Oh, a doctor works the whole day long to keep you feeling well and strong. But if by chance you're feeling sick, I'll try to make you well real quick.
Because a doctor is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
And a grocer is a person in your neighborhood.
You tell him, grocer. The people that you meet
when you're walking down the street, they're the people that you meet each day.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Eric Clapton here on Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford. If you want to call in and make a request, 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. Local number is 781-350-3264. Why not let it all hang out now? Instead of after midnight, you don't have to wait 9 or so hours. Why not let it all hang down now? You can do that. Here with you till 5 p.m. Call on in, make a request, if you like. This one goes out by request. I like playing some stuff from the 70s that's a little different. You know, some stuff from television as well, including a bunch of stuff from Schoolhouse Rock, which I've played over the last few weeks of the show on Suck It in the 70s, and also some stuff from Sesame Street. This one's a fun one from Schoolhouse Rock. It's Electricity, Electricity, here on Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rocking, a chip off the block.
You're in the dark and you want to see. You need a
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be lit with just a
electricity, electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from? This powerful
electricity, electricity.
Through high wires to here it comes, they're bringing the
electricity, electricity.
Every building must be wired to use it.
Electricity, electricity.
Power plants most all use fire to make it.
Electricity, electricity.
Burning fuel and using steam, they generate.
Electricity, electricity.
Turn that generator by any means you're making up.
Electricity, electricity.
A generator is a machine that contains a powerful magnet that creates a magnetic field. When wires are rotated rapidly through this field, then a current of electricity is produced. Now, if we only had a superhero who could stand here and turn the generator real fast, then we wouldn't need to burn so much fuel to make
electricity.
Benjamin Franklin flying his kite was searching for
electricity, electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with light, and it's all
electricity.
Rubbing a comb with wool or fur will give you a charge of static
electricity.
Stroking a cat to make it purr, you're building up static
electricity.
Electricity at rest is called static electricity. Like in the winter, wearing a heavy coat, you get a shock off the doorknob, or you scrape across a carpet and sneak up on your very best friend and zap him on the ear with a shock of
electricity.
Current flowing to and fro makes a circuit of
electricity, electricity.
Voltage is the pressure that makes it go. It's pushing up
electricity, electricity.
Watts will tell you just how much you'll be using up
electricity, electricity.
Powerful stuff, so watch that plug, it's potent.
Electricity,
electricity.
Necessity with her good intentions. Where would this country be without her inventions?
Oh, things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Mother Necessity, where would we be?
Mother Edison worked late each night. It went well until the fading light.
Little Thomas Alva Edison said, I'll grow up to be a great inventor, and I'll make a lamp to help my mommy see. Wowee, what an excellent application of electricity.
He worked hard and pulled a switch. He was smart and very rich.
Mother Necessity, help us to see.
Now